right what you're doing, Avin Kuduatis? Or Malay, he says, no, Daiti, he says, Ktsaralai, he said he's very sensitive. That's why he's doing it. Rashi says, Istinis Ani, Tiyakal Pishna, Talta Yodai, Loy Efshalecha Biyodai, Mashmi, he washed his hands. So if him, it bothered him, he's very sensitive, him he ate with putting a towel around his hands. But again, you have no proof, could be without washing hands, maybe you're not allowed to eat. Mora says, Kisolak Rabzeru went up to Eretz Yisrael. Kisolak Rabzeru is Ashkechinu, the Reb Ami Rabasi, found Reb Ami Rabasi, to Kaachli, Bavavloi, that they were eating, they found them eating food, with, it was leather rigs around the hands. Bavavloi Chamsus, that leather rigs were around his hands. Omra, so he said like this, Trey Gabi Ravavi, Kavasaychu, Little bit Rav Shmuel, like two great people like you, should you make a mistake in the loch of Rav and Shmuel, the Ratu, or Daiti Kitzora Koma. In other words, he thought that they were really eating this way, without washing the hands. And really before, it wasn't that way. You weren't allowed to do it, it's only because he was very sensitive. Shazmur says, Ish the mitzvah they forgot, Hod Yomar of Tachlifi, Baravimi, the Rama Shmuel, that he tiru ma'apa li'oichla truma, play tiru ma'apa li'oichla tyrus. He should know that a person's only eating truma, he's allowed to eat it without washing his hands. If he puts a map, he puts a towel around it, it's okay. But not for tyrus. If you want to eat tyrus, then it's no good. So Sirashi says what? Little b'rabu shmul kesvur matem d'hod ashkin that d'hod ashkinu l'shmul d'rav. That the Shmuel found Rav, the Koch of a Mappi, Mishun Lunod Yodavu. And really, it's not true, like we said before, that really he did wash his hands, it was just that he was very sensitive. Yeah. So how come you're using a towel now? So he said back to him the what? That you forgot what Rav Tachlifa Baravimi said. And he said what that Hitter Mappi, you're allowed to just use a towel around the hands, teach Rumba. Only for a tyrant, not. Rabbi Rabasi Kahanim heavy, and they were both Kahanim. So therefore, Rashi says, "Hit them up like a true Mawad." The Kahanim's reason name of Lenagi, play a tiru lech lecholayim betayro. Rashi says, "Lefi sheinu lemudim l'shtama kuma Kahanim." So remember like this: if you're a Kohen, so Kohen has a reason. They're very careful. So for Kohen, for him, it's permissible to eat the bread without washing, as long as there's a towel around him. But not loichle tyrus, Rashi says, means a regular person that's eating his chulin. But tyro, Fim Rabbanan still said, you have to wash your hands first. It's not enough just to put your hand a towel around. Because they're not so zor, they don't wash themselves so much. So the kids you see, Kahanim, are allowed to eat with a towel. See, also Gemara says, Rabbani, Rabbati, Kahanim, they were both Kahanim. Therefore, it's mutter for them to eat, even the regular bread, the chulun, you're right, even the chulun they can eat now, without on a filosh adoin. You know, what it is, Ibol, the question is, Ibol, Elihu. Oichol machmas meichol. Let's say somebody's feeding you. You're not touching the food, somebody's feeding you. Tzorach na filosh adoin malod. You still have to wash your hands or not. Once for us, you're not touching the food, so maybe not, maybe still, maybe you could touch the food. So Tzorach Shema. There was one sitting in front of a hamnuna, and a bolam lay umtsa, that he swallowed a bone. The yochel was eating. Omlet, he said to him, Ilado hamnuna, not from hamnuna, the safim lecho. I wouldn't have given it to you. But she says, bolam benem stuma. Yeah. Nira. So she was my son. They put some meat. Yeah. Not forget, somebody puts some meat into his mouth. The real scholar had been quite kind of in there. Bottom layum says, somebody puts some meat into his mouth and he ate it. Omalay, he lied to the nuna. I wouldn't be for a nuna, lest if you know, I wouldn't have given it to you. So now, my time, what's the reason? Lav mishum desire, because he was very reserved, very careful. Vleinogi, and he would not touch it. Vleinoga. So he says, Loi, the Zoris called him a Moshe Yadayim Mikora. means to say there could be no, could mean that he washed his hands before. So Rashi says like this, Ilad Nunat, Odom Chochom Vizoriz can forish for Yozil, Lehevi Safin Lachobla, I want to give to without eating. Rabbi Blood and Tila writes, Rashi says, what was his smartness? To love the Zoyev Lenogar. Amr Rashi says, and Tzorchim Tila Shadayim, Ravach Leigav. If you know for sure you're not going to touch it, it's okay. Someone says, could be no. Here the Maestro was, the Zoriz Kodim Amashi Yodayim Mikora. Could be the Zoriz that he went and he washed his hands before. So he says, here you have no proof. Toshma, Dioma Rebbe Zera. Omar Rav. Lo yitein odem prusa tehtiv, a person should not put bread or pizza into his mouth. Lo tehtiv shal shamish, should not put some food into the shamish, the servant's mouth. Elim ken yedeya bo, should not yod, unless you know clearly he washed his hands. So you see, even though somebody's feeding you, still you're not supposed to eat the bread unless you wash your hands first. And the another locker is the hashamish, the servant, the waiter, is mevarach hakol kais v'kais. Every cup of wine that he gets, he has to make another bracha. Because when he gets one cup, he's not sure he'll get another cup, so he doesn't have daf on another one. The Yehengim of Orach are called prusa prusa. But every priest, a prusa, that not. Rashi says, the Baturach Hush lo yimnu imen lechem. Not for sure he knows he'll get bread. But wine he's not sure he'll get. For Yehengim of Orach are called prusa prusa. No, even on every piece of bread also, he's not sure he'll get another piece. He has to make us another bracha. It's like this. Omer Papa, Bishleim Medirav Reb Yechon Lakashiv Nostira. Hodi Kodem Choshev, Hod Laka Odem Choshev. One is we have an Odem Choshev, one is not. Rashi said, Yi Kodem Choshev Besuda, then Betuach HaShamish Yitin Lelechem Kotzerach. If the owner is an Odem Choshev, so for sure he give the way to teat, so therefore he doesn't have to make another bracha. If there's no Adam Choshev there, then Taka, the waiter, is not sure he'll get another piece of bread. So every priest that he gets, he has to make another bracha. But I call upon him, it says over here that Elim came Yodesh, not the Yodav. You're not allowed to give the waiter teeth unless you know he washed his hands, even though he's not touching the food. Samara says, no, Shani Shamas to Torah. The waiter was very busy. And Abada there were afraid that he'll touch the food. So for him, we can't give him teeth unless he washes his hands. But somebody else could be, the person is not eating himself, somebody's feeding him, maybe for him it would be okay. Tanu Rabbanan this, Lo yiten odem prusa l'shamish, a person should not give a piece of bread to the shamish, bein shakosh biyodoi, bein shakosh biyodoi shabalavayis, whether the shamish is holding the cup of wine, or whether the balabas is holding the cup of wine. Shema Yorad Vatakola Besuda. There may be something wrong will happen in the middle of the Suda. So Rashi Salita and Prus Lashans means, Biyechem Min Orchim Kama. One of the guests should not give the servant in order not to get the Balabas angry. And of course, if the Balabas sees it and he's drinking the wine, maybe he'll choke, Rashi says. Yes, therefore, you should not give the servant eat. That's called Shema Yorad Vatakola Besuda. For Yahashamish and the waiter, Shalonot Yodav, he did not wash his hands, is also lead to improve the techpiv, and now let him put bread inside his mouth. Yes, so clearly, so Kutz is not a clear proof to our Shiloh, as we just said, the Shamash could be his Torah, but him it's worse. But Ebola, have a question like this. Let's say the person that's feeding, you're not eating, you're just feeding somebody else, you have to wash your hands or not. You're touching the food. But since you're not eating it, maybe yes, maybe no. Toshma coming here to Tony Devei Menashe, the Rav Shimon Gamliel Leimer. Isha Madichas Yodo Achas B'mayim. A lady could just wash one of her hands in water. For an ascendant past Lebanon cotton, she could feed a young child. Omer Olav and instead Al Shammai Azokin, Shle Rotzal Hachal B'yodi Achas. He didn't want to feed with one of his hands. For Gozer Olav, she Yorkal B'shtay Yod, Vishni with his two hands. So Rashi says what? Isha Madicha Yoda B'mayim B'yom HaKippurim T'yafo P'idos Abrachitza T'irul Isha L'diach Yodea Achaz Liga V'pas. So here you see clearly, if you're feeding somebody else, you do have to wash your hands. And then everyone says, L'yot L'achal B'yodi Achaz Afilu Yodea Achaz L'yot L'diach. Alma said, Beshamah didn't even want to wash one hand to feed his kid, so he didn't feed them. So Kopanim is clearly, if you're feeding somebody else, you also have to wash your hands. So Mora says, no, Omar Abaye Hosim Yishom Shifter, it could be here Snegovasa. He didn't wash his hands in the morning, so then you shouldn't feed anybody until you first wash hands. Rashi said, take off the Ruach Ra, Sherosh Al Yudayim, Shlenot L'Shachas, if you don't wash your hands in the morning. Avon not the yod, but somebody washed his hands in the morning, he washed Negavasa. Just he wasn't nizer, and he comes to feed somebody else now, the din is avad, you don't have to wash your hands. He's Rabbanu morning misakan to wash your hands before you eat. But if you're just feeding somebody else, then there's no takon, you have to wash your hands. Toshma, coming here, says, the Abu de Shmuel, Ashkechel Shmuel, he once found Shmuel, the Kabach, he was crying. Almost he says, father said to him, my Kabach, what are you crying? The Machian Ravoi. Rashi says, Kasafis Labroi Lemashkis, within his Rebbe hid him. That's why he was crying. He said, because his Rebbe hid him. So, the Mach Ravoi, Amai, how come Rebbe hit you? So, your Malik, the Rebbe told me, Kasafis Labroi, for Lemashkis Yodayu. The reason why his Rebbe hit him is this. Was of course he told him, like, you're feeding your son and you do not wash your hands before doing so. So that's why he hit him. So he said himself, why don't you wash your hands? Or Malay, who ochol? Listen, I'm not eating, he's eating. Do I have to wash my hands? So therefore he didn't wash his hands. So he said to him like this, he said to his son like, Loi mistaye de loi gomer mincho. Wasn't enough that your Rebbe didn't learn, but Nimcha Nami Mochi, he hit you like he shouldn't have hit you. And the Yechus asked the Lokotaka, if somebody else is feeding you, but you're eating it, you have to wash your hands first. Maichel, if you're just feeding somebody else, and Tzorotil Shadoim, you don't have to wash your hands. If you're just feeding somebody else, then you don't have to. Yeah. Rashi said, like, they hit you. So I guess the Rebbe did a wrong thing there. A korban, that's the lacha. That if you're just feeding somebody else an echnami, then you don't have to wash your hands first. Yeah, the Mishnah says now, Tzerer Odom Bosa Gvin Mechtechas Achis, that'll wrap up meat and cheese together. Over Vachla, you noigim zebzeh, you have to be careful, they're not touching one another. Hashem and Aliloi now, Shnei Achsa Noyim Oichlam Ashokhan Echot, two different guests. They're eating at the same place, they create the same table. Since they don't know one another, we're not afraid to give to one another to eat. They're not eating together on the same table, even though one's eating milchus, one's eating fleshiks. Even if they do touch, what's the difference? It's cold meat and cold cheese, what's the difference if they touch? On Rabbi and he, the Kli Leboy, you don't have to cut off the shell around the meat, but Hadocha Mi Leboy, you're going to have to wash off the meat. Like if it touched the cheese, we're afraid some pizza of the cheese got stuck on it, so we have to wash off the cheese. That's why you really have to put it in the same bed, but you have to be careful they're not touching one another. Alright, turn over.
The
two guests do not know one another. Our makim, if they recognize there's one another, then also, then you can't eat at the same table, him eating flesh, is you eating milchiks. Because we're afraid he'll give you some and you'll give him some. Tani Nam Yochi, we learn like this also. Tani Nam Yochi, Rabbi Shimon Yomir Lemer, Beizach Tanoim, two guests, Shinif Achol, Eponagech, they went to the same inn to sleep. Zerbo, Minatzot, this one comes from the north. The Zerbo, this one comes from the south, Minaberim, Zerbo, Bechati Chosei. This is about big vinosai. One comes with a piece of meat teeth, one comes with a piece of cheese. Oichel and Ashokhel Echad, they're allowed to eat on the same table. Zebos and Zegvina, being Cheshim, we're not afraid. Because since they do not know one another, we're not afraid one will give the other one teeth, and therefore they're allowed to eat together on the same table. Now the Gemara ends off, La Yosu was only said that it's also Ela B'Tfi Sa'achas. Because B'Tfi Sa'achas means that the Mamash eating, Rashi says, the Krach Echad, Mamash together. They're eating together the same, from the same portion. That's where it's also. So what's the question? Tfi, sa'achas, like a diet, but one portion, to the Havmur to say that's when it's also. and mashm, it's only, and then it's also, because it's a shulchan echod, like Rashi says, then it should be yes even without a shulchan. El rather came tfisachas. It means like they're eating together, meaning to say it's only yes when they know one another, when they're friendly to one another, then there's the gzera, one will give the other one to eat. But like this case, they do not know one another, then it's mutter to eat on the same table, one is cheese and one is meat. Oh, Malay Rav Yema Bashalom Yole Abaya. Shneyach, what's going to be? We have two brothers. Umak Pidim Zel Zed. They don't get along with one another. They're angry with one another. Now, are they allowed to eat together on the same table? Oh, Malay, they said back to him, no, it should be also, because otherwise, Yermu people say, Kol Hasrikin Asurim. This is Shalom Gemara in Psochim, where the latter make your matzah with designs on it. Question is, you make a shriek, it means like a crack, a design on the matzah, we're afraid while you're doing that it may become chometz. Even though there are some people that are very big bikim, not to do it well and will not become chometz, so that we can't allow, because the younger people say, call last week and assume everybody to make these designs on the matzah also. Or shriek a basis in the term, when you want this one house of basis to be mutter to do it, even though they're well bikim and they won't become the chometz, we can't do that. We have to make a light plug. So yes, even though they're two brothers, even though they're angry with one another, still we do not let them eat together on the same table. For if one is eating meat, then one is eating cheese. For the more time, according to your reasoning, hold the Yom Rabbah, that Rabbah, he said, Om Rabbi Yechanan, Mi Sheinla Yelo Cholok Echad. Somebody only has one shirt, that's all. So Lachu is then Mutal Lechapta B'Cholok Shemayit. Even though like he washed it before Yomtah, but it became dirty on Cholomayit, he's not to wash it over again on Cholomayit. Even the other people are not allowed to wash their clothing with Chol HaMoed. The question is why? Why is he mutter to wash his clothing with Chol HaMoed? Let's have the same Zera like. You know, people will say,